Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Okay, one more thing about the Super Bowl. When it came to the ads last night, Eli Manning and Odell Beckham's Dirty Dancing ad earned plaudits in headlines like Manning and Beckham's ad just won the Super Bowl. On the other hand, massive derision was heaped upon Dodge for its minute-long ad.
You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics in physics to serve. Generated by love.
Well, to be fair, some people loved it, but other souls shivered with disgust. Disgust, because yes, that is the voice of Martin Luther King Jr. in an ad for Dodge. Now, the ad was in support of the Ram Nation volunteer program, but it did feature images of Dodge trucks, and that matters because the car company used portions of King's 1968 sermon called The Drum Major Instinct, and in it, King warned against the human instinct to seek attention and recognition for its own sake. Okay, so that's what Dr. King said, and because we're living in times that take irony to continuously new heights, King, in the very same sermon, in fact, railed against advertisers who have, quote, a way of saying things to you that gets you into buying. And in fact, he took special aim at car makers.
You ever see people buy cars that they can't even begin to buy in terms of their income? You've seen people riding around in Cadillacs and Chrysler who don't earn enough to have a good T Model 4. But it feeds a repressed ego.
Dr. Martin Luther King from 1968 there. Well, joining us now with her reaction is Renee Graham. She's a Boston Globe columnist and a WBUR contributor. Renee, it's great to have you.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay. I cannot escape. I can't get myself away from the irony that Dodge used this particular speech, or any speech, actually, from Dr. King. But what were your thoughts?
I just thought, what's next? The I Have a Dream speech in a mattress commercial? It just seems that there has to be a point where not everything is for sale. And you're sort of watching this, essentially very basic car ad, playing this remarkable speech that isn't necessarily the speech that a lot of people know well. And you're just thinking, who put this together? Like, how many people did this go through, and every single person thought this was okay? It wasn't.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because King's estate did approve the use of this excerpt. Eric Tidwell, the estate's manager, gave a statement to the Washington Post saying that when Ram approached the King estate with the idea of featuring Dr. King's voice, they were pleasantly surprised at the existence of Ram Nation volunteers and their efforts, and found the overall message and ad embodied Dr. King's philosophy. Now, to be clear, though, at the King Center, founded by Coretta Scott King, they tweeted that they did not approve of it. So there's clearly a family dispute going on here.
Correct. Dr. King's youngest daughter was very clear when she tweeted out the fact that this was neither through her nor through the King Center. They did not approve this use of his words.
Yeah. But what I wanted to talk to you about, Renee, specifically, is that this is coming in the midst of the Super Bowl in the NFL. And so much of this season has been seized by controversy over Colin Kaepernick taking a knee in protest against police violence, right? And him being really derided for that. Whereas Dr. King himself was photographed taking a knee in support of civil rights workers. I mean, I don't even know how to describe what that means to hear his voice in a car commercial in the Super Bowl.
Well, this is what I mean. Again, how many people went through this process and thought that this was acceptable given what the NFL season has been like and what we've heard from the president concerning the protest against racial injustice and police violence during the anthem? To use this, also to use this during Black History Month.
Yeah.
Let's not miss that point either. The whole idea that Dodge somehow thought, not that they're doing this great thing, look, you want to do it, then just run the speech and don't have your truck showing up every few seconds.
Yeah.
This was a commercial. This wasn't one of those public service announcements where you hear a speech and at the end it may just say Dodge.
Right.
No. This was a commercial. This was using Dr. King's voice and the power of his voice to sell trucks.
Yeah.
At a time, you know, on the same day when the president was again alluding to the protest and how everyone needs to stand for the anthem. It was just, it was absurd.
Hmm.
And people had a right to be upset.
Well, while I've got you, I want to spend a couple minutes talking with you, Renee, about, I mean, since, oh my gosh, people are going to get mad at me, but since we're on the theme of the NFL appropriating historic and historically transformative African Americans, let me just play this little moment for you.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, this one's for you. I'm not the woman, I'm not the man. I am something that you never understand. I'll never beat you, I'll never lie. If you're evil, I'll you find.
So that, of course, Justin Timberlake at the halftime show performing Prince's I Would Die For You. And there was a giant projection of Prince on a billowing purple sheet behind it. Timberlake, tell me how much you loved this.
Justin Timberlake, that warm mayo sandwich of a performer is pretty much the king of cultural appropriation. Of course he had to use Prince's image, not just because he was in Minneapolis, because that was the whole thing, because they were paying a tribute to Prince, because that's where Prince was from, but also the idea that he likes to connect himself to these people who are far greater artists than he is. He tries to steal their shine and make it about himself. It says everything that's the moment people are talking about, not because Justin Timberlake was sitting there banging out a few chords on a piano, but to see Prince again.
Yeah, but why can't it just be? But
shut up and let Prince sing.
Point taken. But Renee, why can't it just be appreciation? Why can't we just read it simply for what it might have been? He just wanted to like have a tip of the hat to one of the greatest pop musicians of all time.
Because that's what Justin Timberlake does. Justin Timberlake has built his entire career appropriating African American culture. Why would he stop on the biggest stage he's ever had?
Hmm.
You know, so he's instantly going to link himself to this as if, you know, Prince was all about real musicians, real music by real musicians, and Justin Timberlake is neither one of those things.
Yeah. You know, back in 1998, Prince had some pretty strong comments himself about using digital technology to bring artists back from the past. He called it, quote, the most demonic thing imaginable, and Prince pledged at that time that it will never happen to me, and yet it did.
And yes, and who does it? An artist he didn't particularly care for, Justin Timberlake. You know, it's just, it's sort of so predictable. You know, there were all these rumors that he was going to actually have a hologram of Prince, and then that was sort of shot down. But the bottom line is that he still needed Prince's image up there, and it really wasn't about paying tribute to Prince. It was trying to, I thought, draw this line from Prince to himself in this continuum of originality. It's not there. Prince was an originator. Justin Timberlake is and always will be an imitator.
Renee Graham, columnist for the Boston Globe and WBUR. It's always great to talk to you, Renee. Thank you.